Congress is back picking away at complicated issues, like fixing an outdated and lengthy veterans' appeals process. Veterans Affairs Department officials met with veteran service organizations and others last year to come up with a solution, but lawmakers couldn't agree. Now the House Veterans Affairs Committee thinks it has a good option. We get more from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Veterans Affairs Department says it needs billions of dollars to work through the 470,000 appeals that are now pending in the Veterans Benefits Administration and Board of Veterans Appeals. That's the total number of claims in the backlog since April 1st. David McLeanachin is the director of VBA's Appeals Management Office.
We need essentially billions of dollars in additional appropriations.
Of course, we need billions of dollars.
So the solution to that is within the law, which controls how we process appeals, we're not allowed any flexibility that you're suggesting that we have. We don't have those tools because the current appeal process is in statute. So what we need is either an extraordinary amount of resources or we need to change the law. And that's why we're here, because it does not make sense to throw more money at a process that's broken.
Congress doesn't have the billions of dollars to give to VA to solve this issue. So members are crafting new legislation. Previous attempts to get at the problems associated with the veterans' appeals process have failed. But members of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees are taking another shot. Senate VA Chairman Johnny Isakson, Ranking Member John Tester, Senator Richard Blumenthal, plus House VA Disability Assistance and Memorial Affairs Subcommittee Chairman Mike Bost and Ranking Member Elizabeth Esty all introduced the new legislation. It's called the VA Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act. It includes the same provisions VA negotiated with veteran service organizations and other stakeholders in meetings last year. It sets up three paths that veterans can take to pursue an appeal. One of them gives veterans the options to waive their right to a hearing or the ability to submit new evidence to get a faster appeal decision. Unlike previous attempts, though, this bill starts to address those 470,000 appeals sitting in the backlog. Congressman Mike Bost.
While last year's bill was a good start, my bill goes further by including help for more than 470,000 veterans who currently have an appeal at VA. My proposal would allow some of the veterans who have been waiting for years to get decisions on their appeal to take the advantage of this new system. Unfortunately, we must limit the number of veterans who can opt in because VA is concerned that if too many veterans opt in, the new system will be overwhelmed and unable to operate successfully.
VA would have to develop an implementation strategy before beginning work on the new appeals system. It would have to include plans for updating the department's IT systems and training. The Government Accountability Office would review that plan and report feedback to Congress. The VA secretary would have to keep in contact with the VSOs throughout the implementation process and ensure them and Congress that the department has the funding and resources it needs before it administers the new system across the country. VA Secretary David Shulkin has said fixing the appeals process is one of his top priorities. He says he wants the department to have a solution in place this year. The department says it likes many of the main features of the bill. Veteran service organizations say they support it too, but they all have their concerns. And the resources and funding is one of those issues. David Spickler is the acting vice chairman and executive in charge of the Board of Veterans Appeals.
And the certification in part has to do with, is going to be dependent upon the appropriations cycles in future years, and potentially puts the secretary in a difficult position of certifying now as to what that readiness is going to be in future years, which is going to be dependent upon the budget cycle. So our concern is really just how it impacts that certification and the lack of certainty impacts on the effective date of the law and how the opt-in provisions work.
If VA had its way, it would prefer the Congress pass the bill and the department starts work on developing the new system. The bill gives VA 18 months to implement the legislative provisions. VA doesn't want to have the VSOs, GAO, or Congress sign off on its plan and funding before it gets started. But some VSOs say they want that reassurance that VA has the resources it needs for this project before it starts the project. David Gallucci is the director of the National Legislative Service for the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
BVA and VBA must have the resources to adjudicate both legacy appeals and supplemental claim actions in the new framework. My predecessor at the VFW, Jerry Minar, used to say that VA liked to play whack-a-mole with its pending workload. Every time VA faces a crisis, VA reallocates its resources to focus solely on the crisis, neglecting other work. This only breeds further crises. VA must have the resources to manage its workload, otherwise we'll find ourselves back here discussing another backlog.
Either way, VA would have to strike a delicate balance on using its resources properly. It doesn't want to devote too much to the backlog and not enough to work on new cases. Here's McLeanachin.
In any modeling that we've done, it's roughly been about a third of our resources would be on the new process, operating it timely, and about two-thirds, as Dave said, all the rest of our resources would be allocated to legacy appeals, and that would be about two-thirds of our appeals resources. In addition to that, the intent is that we would figure out exactly what additional resources we might need and work that in the budget process every year.
Congress and the department focused for years on hundreds of thousands of disability claims in VA's backlog. It had 611,000 disability claims in the backlog in 2013. It had less than 100,000 by 2015. Concerted efforts from VA clearly helped, but other work started to pile up. Congresswoman Dina Titus.
Much of the focus at the VA was on the disability claims backlog. It had ballooned, and it was causing some veterans to wait almost 2 years before they could get their initial claim decision. After the VA and this committee worked very hard to reduce that backlog, it was like squeezing the balloon and the air pops up somewhere else. The problem shifted to the appeals process.
Titus drafted a version of veterans' appeals legislation last year, but the House committee coupled her bill with another on VA employee accountability. It passed the House but never made it to the Senate floor for a vote. But members of the House committee seem determined to make sure this bill doesn't face that outcome. Congressman Phil Rowe is the chairman of the House VA committee. He says he's working with Senator Isaacson to make sure the bill gets passed in the Senate and heads to the president's desk by the end of the year. Here's Rowe.
We either continue the current system and live with these extraordinarily long waits. That's one option. As was pointed out by the VA, we can appropriate a lot more money and expand what we're doing now and hope that clears the system up, as you clearly pointed out. Or we can try a new system, which Mr. Spector said was timely, transparent, and fair. I'm ready to try timely, transparent, and fair with what we have.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.